that time, you know, to teach us these things. Now, when as you come down to religion, yes, religion has states that you shouldn't believe all these things, you know. But part of our religion, we believe the spirits do come back. In our religion, we believe that. And then that's all what I can say, because we do believe that spirits come back.
You're talking about
right. Right.
So that there is not that much difference
between them. No, no. They're not too much, but the only difference I say, because as I told you, we have these stones, you know, and then some of them have something else, you know, and they believe that. But on that, the church doesn't want you to believe on that. You know, they want you to put all those things away. You know, don't bring it back again.
On that.
Well, on that, I cannot answer you on that correctly. But to me, as my own opinion, I would think this way. If that thing has been given to you, and it's your blessings, you know, that's your blessing. Because you didn't go and pick that up from somewhere else and start worshiping it, because it was given to you. That's the way I would think.
There are a lot of things that people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't know much.
Right.
You know, I heard a story from a man on Maui, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
About his amakua.
Mm-hmm.
His wife had been actually drowned. And nobody ever could find the body.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out looking on the ocean. And finally he just got, I can't do anything else, but maybe. Always before this, he had been skeptical. And didn't believe what he was told him about calling the Amakua. But he said, I try. So he said he called the Amakua. Two sharks came. There was a big one with the white one at the black one.
Mm-hmm.
One big one and then a small one.
Mm-hmm.
And one big one. And the sharks led him directly to
the
cave that was under the ocean bottom. It was about 100 feet down. So they managed to dive down in the water.
Then they found it. I believe that. I would believe that. Because at one time, my husband had gone out fishing. He was way out. And then, I don't know what happened to him. Then he almost died out there. Then all of a sudden, but then he's just on my side, he knew on my side, so I used to talk to him. Then when this incident happened to him, then he thought about it, you know, on the Aumako on my side. Then he called. When he called, he said, well, he just called because he has nothing to lose because he was in this incident that he got into. Well, when he went fishing, and he shot that fish. And when he had gone down to get this fish, he said he don't know what happened to him. And he didn't get to this fish. I mean, he lost everything. So when he came up, he felt that his body, he was too weak. He don't know how. And he couldn't get back to shore because he was out, way out of the breakers.
He was swimming.
Yeah. Then he thought of the way, you know, I told him because I had an Alma call. So he called. So when he called, then he said he was getting real weak. Then all of a sudden, he felt like, someone is near him. So he said he didn't pay any attention. So he swam in, but still yet there was somebody with him. So when he got way inside, it's enough for him to stand and, you know, go on his own. When he turned around, he seen a big shark. He said he was so scared. He said at that time, nothing, you know, he didn't care for anything. He just swam all the way in. But when he got in, then he started thinking. But he got on the car, he came home and he told me the incident. And he said he didn't know, but you know, when he called and he said he knows somebody is with him, but he don't know, he didn't see. But he took his time and this thing was, you know, trying more like helping him out or what, so he got in. But when he got way in, and then where he could stand and all that, when he stood up, when he turned around, he seen a great big shark. He said, that scared him, you know, that scared the daylights out of him.
Was it a
shark?
Did he say the biggest shark he ever saw or something?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was something special.
Yeah. He said he was so scared, he just came right home. But then he was already safe, you know what I mean?
Was that,
Well, that was, yes, that was it. That was the shell. Then I told him this one, it's a good thing that you called on this. So I told him, I never been to an ocean or where I got help, you know, from my Alma call. But at this time, he got help. So from that time, any time that he goes out fishing, if he sees a shark, he comes right home. It's something more like warning him. Something is going to happen. So every time he goes, no matter where he goes, and there's a lot of fishing, you know, a lot of game there, but when he sees a shark, he's heading right home.
Doesn't matter what kind.
It doesn't matter what kind, he's heading right home. So he was the only one that got into that, you know, incident at that time.
The so, Amoko is the same name for both the
right,
the ocean,
mm-hmm. And the land.
But it comes in different forms.
Right, in different form. So I was surprised when you said the ocean is shark, you know, and how did you know it was shark, you know, but it is shark. On my side, I don't know, others maybe have something else, but on my side it's a shark. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for
thank
this.
Thank you very much. What time is it?
Oh.
Past 10.
Right, 5 after.
5 after, okay, that's just right. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. B at his house.
Last year, my cousin Ella came to Honolulu from Maui. We put her up in a guest room since she didn't have any other place to stay. In fact, we treated her real well. It wasn't bad the first 3 weeks, but after that we started getting nervous. She slept till 11:30 in the morning, then took over the bathroom for a whole hour. She never straightened out her room. It was a mess. Lend a hand sometime, I said to her the other day. Okay, I'm not going to bother you folks after next month. She said, I go and find one other place. Another month, I thought, it had better be sooner than that. The next day she got a letter from her estranged boyfriend in Maui. I miss you, he said in a letter. You better come home quick, sweetheart. The next day she went straight home.
It's cute, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Girl. girl from Kapaa wrote that.
Oh yeah?
Carol Odo.
Oh.
She works with us on this project.
I see.
You're like my girl. I wanted to ask you a couple of things. One thing, what is pigeon? Pigeon English. We were talking about it before.
Well, to me, I say pidgin English is not the correct. Oh, you mixed up, you mixed in your words. That's the way I think pidgin English is.
Do both standard English and pidgin English have their own systems, or does one have a system and one not have a system?
I think one not and one is. No, one is.
That's what the teachers say in the school, that pidgin doesn't have a system. But what I want to know is really what you believe, whether you think there is a way that people talk, that it's called pidgin, and whether that has a certain, pretty set system.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see.
You say things every time,
Right.
People understand.
Well, to me, that
it's not all broken up, you know?
No, it's not all broken up.
So, what do you feel about using pidgin? Do you think that it has, when would be a good time to use pidgin?
Well, to me, I use pidgin English most of the time. Because I mingle most of the time with my, my kind.
Mm.
What I mean, even with the local Haolis, I would speak the same way. But when you meet with this mainland kind, it's so hard for me to speak their way,
What if I come in here and I say,
hey, how's it? Well, when you say that, I know that you are my kind, so I'm not afraid to talk.
If I had come in, if I talked that way, would you have talked the same way to me?
I would.
But
I catch on. What are you trying to tell? See. There are times when if I don't know you too well, then I wouldn't want to say that. Because I'm so afraid to say that. I'm going to try my best to say, But if I know you and I know the way you talk, I would have answered you back the same way, Talk to you in the same way.
But a stranger, you cannot, because
yes,
you don't know. You don't know whether the guy is
right.
Putting you on or what.
That's right. Then I would try it and do my best. Of course, not the way it should be used, but I'll try and do my best and answer him.
You see, to me, there is no way that it should be. Just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see, yeah.
If you talk one way, you talk one way. That's your system.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the wonderful thing about people in Hawaii is that they know so many different ways of speaking.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they can change their system at will. And that's pretty amazing. Like, the guys from the mainland, they cannot change that much.
Right.
A little bit.
A little, yeah.
They use real fancy words or whatever if they want to talk special. They cannot change that.
Right. That's great.
We're talking about your husband and his Rashuk death. Was there that time that you ever thought you were?
Was there what?
Was there ever a time, something that happened to you where you thought you were?
No. No.
I guess it doesn't happen to
no,
people.
Especially
not out here. There aren't that many things that are dangerous. Huh? I mean, if you ask that question to someone in the city, oh yeah, I almost got hit by a car, you know.
Uh-huh.
A building almost fell on me.
Yeah. No, I never did. Wait. I think I'm wrong on that. Only one incident that I had at one time. Was it?
Yeah. You kid me.
No, it's not that. But if I would have been, I wouldn't have called on my Aumakus because it was, I had gone to a doctor, that's why. And the shots that he gave me, I couldn't have taken that shots, no. I shouldn't have taken that shots, and he knew that, and I almost died. But that doesn't.
How did you
feel? Well, I was really sick at one time. And then I had gone to see a doctor, but my first doctor warned me that at any time if I'm sick, to warn any doctors or any of the families when he rushed me to a doctor to not to give any penicillin shots, you know. So, but that this time when I had gone, they rushed me, so they told this doctor not to give me any penicillin shots because I was warned by my regular doctor, but I couldn't get to him. Hey, you know, we don't know what's injections they are, but he gave me a penicillin. So when I came home, I was all right. You know, I came good. I said, oh. But when I went to sleep that night, I just felt that I'm going down, right? I'm going. So I talked to at that time, my husband died already, but I had my fiancé with me. So the only thing I remembered, I talked to him, do you love me? Then he got up and said, yes, I do, and that's all. That's the only word I heard him saying, yes, I do. Then he woke me up, you know, he shook me up. I didn't answer him. And he started to call my sons. So all of them rushing in the room, and they asked him, what happened? And he couldn't say anything. But he knew that I shouldn't have penicillin shot. So he didn't answer them, so my sons was with me. I don't know what they did with me. So he called the doctor, so the doctor came rushing down. But before the doctor came, I don't know what my sons did with me. Then I came back, you know, started breathing a little. Then when the doctor got in, then he gave me a pill. But the only thing I heard my fiancé told him, what kind of pill is that? Then I heard the doctor say, it's a pill to bring her back. Then I heard him saying, are you sure that pill will bring her back or will end her? Well, I couldn't think right, you know, at that time. So he said, no, what are you talking about? I'm not a doctor, so he didn't say anything. But my sons knew he was really angry, but they didn't know why he's getting angry for. So I took the pill, so he stayed. The doctor stayed with me about half an hour. Then I came back to normal. Then he asked me questions. He told me, oh, what happened? I said, I don't know. I knew that I was going for good. And the only thing I remembered, I asked my fiancé if he loved me. And I heard him saying, yes, I do. And that was it. And my fiancé told him right in the face, and he was going to beat him up. And he told me, and then he told the doctor, remember I took her up this evening to see you, and we warned you, no penicillin shots. And then the doctor looked at him, then he couldn't say anything. Then he tried to get away with it, and he said, no, she just had a bad dream. That's it. But I told him, couldn't be a bad dream, because I could feel my whole body. you know, it's coming to an end already. So I told him, if it's a bad dream, I know what kind of dream I had, you know. But this wasn't a dream, I told him, because I remember I called him and I told him, if you love me, you know, what I heard, yes, I do. And that was it. And if it's a bad dream, wouldn't have been that, you know. So that's the only incident I had. But my first doctor always warned me, no penicillins, and the children knows that. So that's the only incident I had.
Well, I'm glad that it...
Yeah.
He said you fiance. Have you been married since the...
No. Ever since my husband died, I wasn't married again. No.
Well, I don't know. I better not keep Mr. Jess. I don't know. But there we are.